From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris, and we begin this hour with the latest from Japan. Last week's earthquake and the resulting tsunami are now believed to have killed at least 10,000 people, though we're many weeks away from an official toll. Crews on the northeastern coast of Japan are culling through the wreckage, searching for signs of life and gathering the dead. Meanwhile, the threat of yet another disaster looms.
A Japanese nuclear power plant, damaged by Friday's quake, suffered a second explosion today. Technicians are struggling to prevent the complete meltdown of nuclear fuel in one of its reactors. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Tokyo that the country's ongoing nuclear crisis is raising questions about the future of the nuclear power industry there.
The explosion this morning sent plumes of smoke billowing from the building housing reactor number 3 at the Fukushima number 1 plant run by the Tokyo Electric Power Company. The building around reactor number 1 exploded on Saturday. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yukio Edano told reporters that the company was trying to prevent another blast at reactor number 2. After the explosion at reactor number 3, Edano explained, the core cooling system in number 2 stopped working, and the water level in the reactor went down. So we're preparing to pour seawater into the reactor. 4 soldiers were injured and returned to their units. 7 plant workers were injured, 1 seriously, but he remains conscious. Despite 2 explosions, the partial meltdown of 3 reactors, and more than a dozen injuries, Edano said that there have not been any major radiation leaks. Sharon Squassoni, a nuclear expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, says that while very serious, Japan's nuclear accident does not compare with the Chernobyl incident in the former Soviet Union or Three Mile Island in the U.S.
It is not anywhere near as serious as Chernobyl. That was a very different incident where you had a reactor whose design was flawed, where you had a massive release of radiation.
The emergency at the Fukushima plant meant that Tokyo had to shut down much of its public transportation system. The Tokyo stock market, meanwhile, lost $287 billion in value today. Any companies with exposure to the nuclear power or the insurance industries saw their share values plummet. Sharon Squassoni says that there will likely be a national debate about the future of nuclear power in Japan. She notes that the U.S. stopped building nuclear power plants after the Three Mile Island incident in 1979.
Japan, if it faces significant economic hardship from this, may also find it difficult to build the 14 or so reactors that they are planning to or now have under construction.
For Japan, the key question would appear to be, can it build earthquake-proof nuclear reactors? National University of Singapore historian Gregory Clancy asks, if the Japanese can't make them, then who can?
It almost doesn't matter what you do in terms of civil engineering. There are certain limits, and this is a good example, one of many in the history of technology, certain limits to our ability to control nature.
Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Tokyo.